ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Psalm 119, briefly, let me just, I've got only 20 minutes. 119, verses 164 and 165. Psalm 100, it says, seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgment. How many times?
Seven times.
I make a decision not to complain. That's what David literally is saying. Life has thrown up storms at me, pressure, disappointment, but seven times a day, I make a decision to praise you because of what? Your righteous judgment. No matter how life throws a storm, I know you are faithful. I know you are just. I know you are righteous. He said, as a result of my decision, he said, great peace I have because I love your own way of doing things. God is a faithful God. God is a just God. God is a holy God. God is loyal to us, is committed to us. God is faithful to his word, is faithful to his people. Thessalonians says, even when we are not faithful, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Isaiah 55 says, he watches over. He says, so shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. Jeremiah 1 says he watches over his word to perform it. So David said, I made a decision. And I can tell you, even though the Bible did not explicitly say that, but I can tell you, maybe David will pray, maybe seven times in a day, life brings out pressure against him, against his mind. There's an assault to his mind. He says, I made decision. Number one, I will praise God. Because I know that he's not about to change his word. I know because he's not about to deny himself. As we step down in the year 2021, I got it right, not 2020, 2021. It is a time to take stocks. Just look at the year. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and then the December. Look at your goals for the year. Maybe some of us will have cause to say, I have met all my goals. Maybe some other people, their testimony will be, I surpass my goals. Maybe some other people, their testimony will be, I didn't meet all my goals. Or maybe some other persons will say, I didn't see any goal at all. Wherever you are this morning, you have a decision to make. It says seven times. And you can make a shift and say to yourself, from this, today is what, 5th? From this 5th December to 31st of December, I choose to praise you seven times a day. And I can tell you, without any iota of doubt, if you sincerely make that decision, what you think has not been achieved from January up till this 5th of December, that shift of posture of faith can attract things into your life to your amazement, because Ephesians 3:20 is still in his word. God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, because his power is at work in our lives. So gratitude changes everything. It changes everything. Gratitude changes our attitudes. It informs our actions. It changes how we live. I mean, 30th of November, I was conversing, or rather the people in the media asked me, what is it for December? And I said to the person who asked me, I said, see, really, what I see about December is a situation where we all fall into different category from January. But it's a situation where we just choose to be grateful. Wherever you find yourself. So there are two words that came to me. Gratitude and gratefulness. There are two different words. You can check the dictionary meaning. They are different. Gratitude and then gratefulness. And if your heart can fixate on those two things, what it does for you is that it shapes your life into a life of thanksgiving. And those two things, being grateful, being gratitudinous, is that an English one? No, but I found one this morning. It helps us. It informs our attitude. We see things differently. It informs our actions. It then informs the way we live. What am I saying? If our posture is that life hasn't done so well for us this year, or maybe we have become victim of circumstances in whatever place, the moment we shift gear, it informs us that there is a new perspective, that we are not victims, but we are victors. It changes our perspective from being a complainer to a testifier. It changes our even response to the blessing, whether we think it is small or medium, or great, or more than enough. You know, there is just one thing that I'm grateful for as a person. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for life. Solomon had that writing in Ecclesiastes. He says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. It's a posture of faith. A living dog. It's not that he's comparing us to dogs or lions, but to tell us, lion, as mighty as it is, when it passes on, dogs can even eat it up. A living dog is better than a dead lion. He said, I will praise you. So David says seven times in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. He said, as a thing in his heart. So, a thankful thought makes a thankful person. As he thinks in his heart. So, we have to change the thinking. God is faithful. God is faithful to this business. Even though I may not have seen him the way I desire it, but he is faithful. You know, in that act of gratefulness, in that act of thankfulness, because you are responding to him with a heart of faith, ideas will come that will power that business for more than enough for 2022. So, you know, as we walk through life, things are daily thrown at us. Challenges of life, issues of life. And sometimes these things get to people in different dimensions. Some people are frustrated. Some people are disappointed. Some people are dissatisfied. Some people are weary. They just don't want to continue. But hey, this morning, brothers, sisters, fellow believers, a thankful heart makes a thankful person. Our thoughts, we change our attitudes. And we make us become joyful. In Nehemiah 8:10, there was something that wasn't going well in the land. Nehemiah 8:10, but this is the word of the Lord in the middle of that. And he said to them, go your way. Heat the fire, drink the sweet, send portion to those whom have nothing to prepare. Please, by the way, make sure you are giving somebody a Christmas gift this year. The gate men, the police, because they are our friends. The military, the less privileged, the more privileged. Make sure you start to prepare. That's what a thankful person will do. He said, prepare portion when you are cooking Christmas meal. Please overcook it and share that. He said, prepare portion to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to the Lord. He said, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you read the whole context, it was like a national disaster. Things were not going on in the country. But the word of the Lord pierced through that darkness. And he said, the prophet said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet. It means they have it. So it also means that for some of us this morning, no matter how it is also too difficult a time in our nation, God is faithful to you in one way or the other. Please, this morning, let me just encourage, because that's the time we live in. We live in a time that we are all enticed, tempted to want more and more, better and better. And there's nothing wrong in it, but please listen to me first. Everybody wants more money. Everybody wants more stuffs. Bigger and better houses, cars. Everybody desires success at work. But hey, for us who are the believer, we can't afford to fall into the trappings of self-indulgence lifestyle. And that's what happened, that the devil used. You know what he said in Genesis chapter 3, verses 5 to 6? I want to point out something to us. Everybody wants more, but hey, we need to be fair. He said, this is the devil speaking to Adam and Eve. He said, for God knows that in the days you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like, they're already like God, so they don't have to be tempted, knowing good and evil. He said, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise. That's the line. It's a trapping. More things. A trapping. Oh, we can afford to get this. A trapping. Please, let's also know that as much as it is God who gives us power to make wealth, gives us riches and the power to enjoy it, let's also not miss the equation of thanksgiving. Gratitude, it's very, very essential. Maybe for those who don't know God, they can say, my hands and my mind have got him in this. But he says, for you and I, covenant people, he said, you will always remember the Lord your God, who gives you power to get. You know what that does is that it shifts our dependence from ourselves to the one who is the source of everything. In 1 John 2:16, warning us so that we can live a balanced life. 1 John, it said, for all that is in the world. So we have to make a decision. We can't have everything. You need to make a decision. He said, for all that is in the world is summarized in three things. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. He said, it is not of the Father, but is of this world. Gratitude will help us see things out. There is a difference. The law of economics, they call it opportunity cost, isn't it? There is a difference between your needs and your wants. And gratitude will help you see it out. What the Bible prescribes for you and I as believers, because sometimes we are blinded by those things that we do not have, that we forget the very things that we have and we enjoy freely. Here is free. Do you know that in the same world that you and I live, some people are paying to breathe this money? And if that tank is not available, their life ceases. But you take it in and out. You even know the ones that are not pure. Please, as we begin to step down on the year, let your heart be filled with gratitude. Let your heart be filled with gratitude. Some people may be depressed because of Christmas clothes. Let it not be your testimony. You don't have to wear new clothes. If you are depressed because you can't buy clothes for the less privileged, maybe. It's not compulsory you must have that jewelry. It's not compulsory that you must buy that car that by the 1st of January they go green. It's not. See, the life of the believer must be lived in balance. Must be lived in balance. He's given us power to make wealth. That's good. He has given us power to enjoy it. That's good. But we must also still live that life in balance. I've had people who share what they call testimonies. They didn't wear shoes until they were this year. And so they have shoes on their rack. Just to punish the devil. No. You're not punishing any shoes that you can't wear for the next 6 months. Why keep it on the rack? You haven't worn it for 6 months. There's some you haven't worn for 2 years. You don't have to show. You are already, that's what the Bible says in Genesis. They are already gods. They don't have to. And it's the same thing for you and I. The same temptation still run. And sometimes we are cumbersome with this burden that we forget to say, thank you for another day. Thank you for another month. Thank you for the privilege to be a blessing to someone. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my wife. And you know, we can lose sight of it and don't focus on other people's weaknesses. The car may be giving you problems. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Because there are many people who don't have. I have a young man who does things for me. He had an accident and his leg was amputated. And you know, anytime he helps me clean my shoes, he says to me, Baba, I wish I have leg for collect this shoe from you. And I said to him, you do have life. You know, there's many things we don't appreciate. You know, it takes two hands. It takes two. God forbid anything should wrong with any one side. That's when you appreciate. what it means to go around on your own. But we don't have to wait till life strikes. God has given us that privilege of life. And as we step down on the year, please, gratitude, gratefulness, let it be shaped into thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. What does he say? How many times? David said how many times? Seven times. But the New Testament say? Before you continue, can you go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18 for me? Let's read that. Can we read together? One, two, three, go. In something? Good times? So everything means good, bad, ugly? Yeah. Not because it's God who orchestrated those things, but because we need solution out of those things. So thanksgiving opens up. Because see, when we give thanks, this is what happens. Is we are saying, Lord, we can't do this on our own. So when we give thanks, his virtue flows, his glory flows into our lives. And then we can get solution. We can get clarity. Our perspective can change. In everything, give thanks. He said, for this is the will. You know, people ask, what is the will of God in this now? I can't even find the will of God. God has abandoned me. God is so distant. God is so this. No, he said, the will of God in every situation is to give thanks. There was an incident one day. Jesus was going passing through a city. And the Bible says, 10 lepers. They cried out, Son of David, have mercy. Say, oh, go show you. Because lepers can't really come near. Go show yourself to the priest. And the Bible recorded that as they were. So they took the posture of faith. As they were going, they were cleansed. But when they realized that they were cleansed, 9 people just faced their business. And it may still be the same thing that we do today. When you are believing God for that contract, you attended all night, all day, all afternoon, everything. And once the contract hits, say, Lord, I thank you. Blessed be your glorious name. You are good. Amen. No. Before the contract is God. During the contract is God. After the contract is God. When there is no contract, is God. So your posture should be. And you see, if that posture of thanksgiving is there, he will continually make sure that there are contracts. He said, everything. He said, this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus, I'm not sure about those who are outside Christ Jesus, but he even causes his son to fall on both the righteous and the unrighteous. But he says, in Christ Jesus, for you and I. You know, I've heard people say in recent times, we don't need prayer, we don't need to pray, we don't need to fast. You know, hey, please, let that not be your mindset too. If your own cane is not going to be put in kerosene by the devil, you have to pray. You have to fast. So we can declare congregational fast. But hey, if you have an impression that you need time out with the Lord in prayer, in fasting, do it. You are not of the world. You are in Christ. You are a disciple. Your hearing ability is not what Cool FM says. It's not CNN. It's in God. He said, he wakens my ear, Isaiah 54, morning by morning that I may hear as the learned. So in business is God. And you can't be ashamed of it. That's our life. That's our testimonies. Someone was sharing with me here about the things that he's doing in business today. How many years ago he used to keep journals and all that. And that He just suddenly realized that he stopped doing that. So some weeks ago, while we were praying here, he said the Lord reminded him. And he brought out all his journals before he started his business, how he got his business in my house. Hey, as we go into 2022, whatever you have lost touch on, please bring it back. Hey, there is no accord where you can't pray. You will pray because that's our life. You know, you hear discussions that leave the Bible. We are talking business. This is the business. He said he teaches us to profit. Isaiah 48, 17, he leads us in the way that we will go. Psalm 32, verse 8, he guides us along the best pathway for our lives. Philippians 4, let's go back there. As we wrap this up, I want you to rejoice today, but it's not just in this room. Check it every day. Seven times, David admonished. Paul says, in everything. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say what? Rejoice. There is no other option for the believer. What does he say further? We are going to 8, please. He said, let your gentleness. Other translation says, conversation. Let your conversation be known to all men. God is our source. He said, because the Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be anxious. One translation says, be careful for nothing. I mean, my own understanding came when I began, when I read the whole Testament. You read in certain places, they said it shall come to pass in those days. And then few chapters after, and you will say, it came to pass. So my posture of faith personally is that whatever it is that is a challenge, it will come to pass. That's what he's saying. He said, be anxious for nothing. Nothing will stay forever. Yeah, the pressure will always be there, but as it is, as it has come, so it will go. There's no need. That's what David was sharing as testimony. He said, I saw the bear. I saw the lion. He said, the same God. The same God. The same God. So be anxious for nothing. But can you see it now? But in everything. He said, in everything give thanks. But he's also saying, in everything by what? Prayer. What is prayer? Conversation with the source. Conversation with your Father. And what do you do in that conversation? It's very easy. You have a need. You have scriptures that backs up that need. He has laid this principle. He said, bring forth your just reasons. Lord, you said in your word. You said this in your word. You said this in your word. You said this in your word. These are the challenges. And then he says, oh, for on this, this is what you need to do. On this, just apologize to this person. It will be resolved. You know, it looks so stupid because the God's wisdom is foolishness to man. How can an apology resolve a problem in business? It does. That's why we are different. That's why the things of the Spirit is foolishness to a carnal man. They can't read meaning to it. They don't understand it. Except by prayer and supplication, let's with what? Oh, good old balance. If you are cooking ila lasepo, iru, ata, epo, then you chop the thing. You now put shrimp. Where are the women? Jesus is Lord. Don't think, Father. Just a good gari jebueba. Everything will go smoothly. The ila we hear the ease of transportation to where it's supposed to be. And then if you still want to indulge yourself, put mama, just cut it in pieces. Glory to Jesus. Lunch is ready. Eba, this afternoon. I don't know where that came from, but that's my heart indicted a good matter. So he said, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And then what does he say? And the shalom, the peace, a state of wholeness that comes with our relationship with God, where nothing is missing, nothing is broken. He said, the peace of God, not the peace of the nation, the peace of God, not the peace of the organization, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, all the logic, all the feelings, the peace of God. He said, we guard. Oh, can you quickly find that translation? Is it amplified now? He says, we garrison, we build or mount up a guard. Is that? Okay, so, and God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul, assured of his salvation. So no matter what comes, there is salvation for you. There is deliverance for you. There is victory for you. He said, through Christ, and so, fearing nothing from God, and then being content with his heartly lot or whatever sort it is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison. How many of us don't know what garrison is all about? If you don't know, this week, when you drive towards Mobolaji Bank, Anthony, in front of the army barrack, you see something that is built, eh? Like sandbag. Don't get near, because you will see something pointing out of that thing. Eh? Because they know. The people who built it know. There is a gun inside that thing. He said, that is the umpire. Because, you see, when our heart is depressed, then disappointment can come in. But he said, the peace of God, we build umpire, garrison, man's guard over your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I pray that that peace will garrison your heart this week. I pray that between now and end of the year, those unmet goals, as you give thanks, solutions will come. God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, we walk with you in that business. We walk with you in that career path. We walk with you. I sense in my heart that someone who is due for promotion, and the way it is now, everything seems to be scattered. Don't give up on that hope. You will share your testimony to the praise and glory of our God. Thank you, Lord, for your breath over every business interest, every family represented. Lord, we pray that your joy will continually be our strength. Thank you for every heart that is weary. We declare the strength of the Lord. God, who makes our feet like the hinds' feet, we strengthen your heart, strengthen your bones, strengthen your frame. You will not give up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for your peace that is keeping guard over every heart. We give you praise. And Lord, peradventure, there be any today who is confused about life, but needs to start a relationship with you. Holy Spirit, thank you for drawing them to this house this morning. And thank you for the beginning of this relationship. All you need to do, brother, sister, if you fall into that category, is to acknowledge the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and ask him to become your Savior. And then he will continue to be your Lord from this point. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for whoever is making that decision this morning. Thank you for writing their books in your book of life. And thank you for a new beginning. We give you praise. Let this week be a week of favor for us. A week of divine opportunities for us. Lord, we made the confession that lines fall unto us in pleasant places because we have a goodly heritage in you. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy your week.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,